Delivery patterns and fulfillment channels. Delivery patterns, also called shipping patterns, refer to trends in how customers are buying goods and getting them to their place of business or home. Organizations can leverage some general order fulfillment channels described here. Note that the direct-to-consumer model has radically shifted delivery patterns for many organizations and logistics specialists. The type of distribution network a supply chain adopts will have a huge impact on facility numbers and location decisions. Distribution channel strategy is determined during strategy formation. However, some tactical selections can be determined during network design. There are several types of fulfillment channels, each having different levels of service outputs, break bulking, spatial convenience, waiting and delivery time, variety and assortment, and channel design intensity, for example, the complexity of the network and number of options or locations for customers. Manufacturer storage with direct delivery. Exhibit 5-15 shows the type of network in which the manufacturer uses direct delivery. The manufacturer takes a customer order through any number of sales channels, direct, catalog, website, etc., and directly ships the goods to the customer with no intermediaries other than perhaps a carrier, unless the manufacturer owns a fleet. Exhibit 5-15. Manufacturer storage with direct delivery. This model is common in business-to-business, B2B, settings, but can also be used for business-to-consumer, B2C, sales. An example of its appropriate use in the B2B setting is for perishable goods that need to be on retail shelves as quickly as possible to maximize their useful lives. This could also be a supplier that produces large lot-size quantities. The primary benefit to the manufacturer is a direct relationship with its customers, so it can directly interact with and market to them in the future. For B2C, it is used primarily for low-variety, make-to-order goods that the customer is willing to wait for, since lead times can be long. Since there is only one echelon, the manufacturer has complete control over inventory and has low carrying costs. Shipments are typically in truckload, TL, or container load, CL. But logistics costs can be high and intermediaries may be needed to reduce these costs. Manufacturer storage with dropship. Exhibit 5-16 shows the dropship model in which a distributor or retailer or direct sales or online merchant takes orders from customers and the customers receive the goods directly from the manufacturer. The distributor or retailer may have a floor model but no inventory. This model would probably use transload and cross-dock facilities. It would be best for high-value, sporadic demand items. These might be bulky items like refrigerators or be make-to-order, customized, or postponed items that can be finished when the order arrives. Such applications may need manufacturer storage for components, postponed items, or for finished item staging, such as to assemble enough items for a shipment. Shipments may be in small lots, and thus transportation costs can be higher and lead times longer, but the manufacturer can control delivery service reliability. Exhibit 5-16. Manufacturer storage with dropship. In this model, the manufacturer doesn't have direct contact with the customer, so customer knowledge is less than with the prior model. At the same time, the manufacturer does not need to maintain a sales force or other functions like credit approval. Manufacturer to distribution center to retailer. Exhibit 5-17 shows the traditional supply chain, a manufacturer working with regional distributors. The distributors supply retail locations in which customers buy goods and handle the local delivery portion with their own vehicles. There can be one or more distribution centers, DCs in this model, and a wholesaler echelon could also be added. The multiple echelons all need inventory, so this model is inventory intensive. It is best for mass-produced, inexpensive goods with high competition. It produces strong product availability and high levels of customer service. Exhibit 5-17, manufacturer to distribution center to retailer. The channel intermediaries and retailers are generally independent, but some DCs could be owned if this can be done for less than free PLs can do it after all facility and inventory carrying costs are accounted for. Distributors provide break bulk activities and minimize inventory by using fewer, more centralized warehouses. The retailers take over all customer-facing functions and their associated costs. The organization may need to negotiate for preferred shelf space and may not have much control over promotions or access to customer information without forging information sharing partnerships. independent distributor with omnichannel network. Exhibit 5-18 shows a network where an independent distributor is the channel master, buying goods from multiple manufacturers or other distributors in bulk and aggregating them for a one-stop shop for retailers, local distributors, wholesalers, or direct customers. Having an omni-channel network means that the independent distributor maintains multiple customer contact methods, such as a sales force, a call center, a website/app, both mobile and computer accessible, and a series of wholesale and/or retail locations. Regardless of the method of customer contact, the customer experience should be seamless and consistent. Manufacturers join these independent distributors to gain another sales channel and access to a larger market. Retailers and distributors can often buy assortments in TL or CL shipments, and they gain economies of scale and pricing so they can sell at a competitive price for a profit. Exhibit 5-18, independent distributor with omni-channel network. The distributor needs to develop these local distributor and retail partnerships carefully to ensure that they build and maintain a large enough customer base. This will be accomplished in part by holding high inventory levels of fast-moving items. These organizations might negotiate exclusive contracts for markets, but competitors might do the same, and therefore they may not have full market access. These distributors need a thorough and efficient transportation network of owned or contracted carriers to provide high customer service while controlling relatively high transportation costs. They can provide value-added services like aggregate inventory storage and bulk shipping of assortments. If they want customer information or information on promotions, they will need to form information-sharing partnerships. They will also have a large number of suppliers they need to coordinate and partner with when possible to control prices, lead times, quality, and availability. They might even negotiate cost-sharing contracts. Independent aggregator with e-business network. The model shown in Exhibit 5-19 is very similar to the previous model, but it depends more heavily on direct marketing to individuals through its own heavily branded website, which may sell all manner of goods. Alibaba and Amazon are examples. Direct shipment of goods to customers through parcel services is very common, but these organizations may also own a fleet or sell or ship through local distributors, which they may own. They move slow-moving goods directly from manufacturers through local distributors rather than carry this inventory themselves. Exhibit 5-19, independent aggregator with e-business network. Other independent distributors will sell specialty goods to B2B or B2C niche markets using web sales. The independent distributor gains direct access to customers and can manage this customer information and customize the customer's web interactions. They often use loyalty programs that offer free shipping for an annual membership fee. To keep this customer loyalty, they need very high levels of customer service. The exhibit also shows that some independent distributors in this model still sell goods to local distributors, retailers, or even to other e-businesses. This allows the organization to offer omni-channel fulfillment, such as buy online / pickup in store. Usually the retailer would also be the distributor in this case. The 2020 pandemic vastly increased the number of retailers who adopted some form of this model, selling both online and in retail stores. Each type of channel, by virtue of how it's structured, will perform at different levels on the key dimensions that impact customers' satisfaction levels, including customer service level, product assortment, product availability, delivery time, channel complexity, inventory cost, transportation costs, and channel facilities. There are always trade-offs to be made between channel types and the exact service attributes that make customers happy. The ability of customers to track and trace on their own is a clear example of an order qualifier these days. The convenience and variety of the direct-to-consumer model has seen a trend of delivery patterns shifting in this direction. So this model and its implications for logistics are discussed next. Direct-to-consumer model. Exhibit 5-20 summarizes some of the order fulfillment channels that relate to the direct-to-consumer model, but also shows some other permutations because a variety of tactics can be used to accomplish direct-to-consumer delivery patterns. Other order fulfillment channels can likewise be accomplished in more than one way. Exhibit 5-20, direct-to-consumer permutations. As online shopping continues to make strong inroads into more and more areas that were traditionally retail purchases, organizations are facing strong changes in delivery patterns. In 2012, U.S. retail e-commerce sales were around 5% of total quarterly retail sales. This rate steadily increased each year to about 10% by the beginning of 2020, but then spiked during the pandemic to almost 15%. As of the first quarter of 2021, the rate had fallen to 13.6%, according to the Census Bureau of the U.S. Department of Commerce. This represents almost $200 billion of commerce for that quarter. The retail delivery pattern involves shipments of goods or components from multiple suppliers, consolidation at distribution centers, and shipment from there to retailers. This pattern emphasizes multimodal transportation for efficiency and economies of scale. The direct-to-consumer delivery pattern, on the other hand, involves the same first steps of getting goods and consolidating them at distribution centers, but from there it becomes a series of small package deliveries directly to consumers. In some cases, the direct-to-consumer delivery pattern involves forwarding individual packages directly from suppliers to customers with no intermediaries. Even the direct-to-consumer delivery pattern has been shifting. While there has been a movement toward next-day delivery for consumers who are working during the day, this has resulted in packages left outside doors or missed deliveries. One innovative solution developed by Webcam, a large Dutch mail order company, was to ask, "When do you want your delivery?" to help make deliveries when customers are actually home. They even developed same-day delivery, in part by reducing their time from customer order to ready to ship to 30 minutes. Other European services have started making deliveries to small village grocery stores or gas stations for customer pickup. The magnitude of the shift in delivery patterns from large shipments to retailers to individual shipments to consumers is immense for the logistics industry. Third-party logistics providers who specialize in truckload and less-than-truckload, LTL delivery networks, are under pressure from the reduction in demand for their services. Mergers and acquisitions are occurring among traditional 3PLs as they seek to scale upward to be large enough to start offering services other than just TL and LTL. If this trend continues, there will be far fewer logistics providers in the market, and those that survive will need to be able to provide their traditional functions, plus functions that are currently provided by the likes of UPS, FedEx, and USPS. For example, according to a Bloomberg article by Black & Day, to improve the reliability of their same-day and two-day deliveries, Amazon has been investing in a private fleet of airplanes, and in 2019, it abandoned its contract with FedEx for air cargo. For an article by Katie Canales, Amazon was also working to double the size of its private delivery fleet in 2021 by providing business startup assistance to small trucking companies in exchange for exclusively working with Amazon. Part of its strategy to achieve same-day delivery is to open distribution centers in these urban areas rather than locating them in the countryside, as is the case with many retailers, including Walmart.